Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. As we begin a new work week, let us always be open to the way you are working through us. Let us always be strengthened by knowing that your presence is always there. And let us always know that you are with us all the time. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is the 6th of September, and our readings are kind of interesting. Actually, the gospel reading is the story of Jesus healing a man who had a withered hand, and of course it happens on the Sabbath, which, by the way, in the Jewish community is on our Saturday, and Domingo is the Latin word for Sunday. And actually, it's the Spanish word, but it comes from the word for Lord on Sunday, because the Lord's Day for us as Christians is Sunday, but the Sabbath is always Saturday, which is why in the same Spanish and Portuguese, I'm not sure if it's French as well, the word sábado is the day for Saturday. I know that in French it's samedi, but what I'm basically saying, I don't know if it's the same word for Sabbath. But in any case, it's sábado in Spanish and in Portuguese, and that indicates that the term for Sabbath still means the Saturday. It does not mean Sunday. In the Christian terms, we celebrate the Lord's Day. We don't celebrate the Sabbath. It's the Lord's Day. But in either case, what's happening is now this is pre-Christian times. This is in the gospel. And Jesus is healing someone on the Sabbath when there was to be no work done whatsoever. Kind of an interesting focus on that. Dennis Prager does not do TV interviews on Friday night. So he said that if he's invited to do an interview on a Friday night program, he won't, because that's how he observes the Sabbath and that's how seriously he takes it. So if he is invited to be on some of these live programs and it's Friday night, he will say no. So that understood, we see the power of the Sabbath. There wasn't to be any work done. But what Jesus is doing is he's healing someone on the Sabbath. Now, there can be different ways that it was looked at. Some would look at this as being an act of charity. Others, as you know, the Pharisees would look at this almost as an act or a trick or a form of some kind of medical practice. In either case, they looked at it as forbidden. So you have these two ways of looking at this. And when these two ways clash, you have what ultimately is the result. So Jesus, as we know, has the power to heal somebody, and he does heal him. But in fact, the Pharisees don't see it that way. They instead see that he has acted on the Sabbath. Now, if you look very carefully, he actually dares them. In the actual reading, which comes to us again from the Gospel of Luke, it's chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. In the actual reading, Jesus looks around and says, I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it? So he's almost like setting everything up to dare them to criticize him. And then he turns to the man, he heals him his hands, and then, you know, he restores the withered hand, and then it says they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. So this is almost a daring of them. You go ahead. I'm going to heal this man's hand, and you go ahead and you act the way you really think you're going to act, but you will not be acting within the concept of what the Lord actually asks. Now, Jesus doesn't say that. It's that attitude that comes out. And so what's happening here is Jesus is challenging something that's a central part of our faith, and I think it's being challenged again, and that is the difference between the law and how we treat others within the context of the law. It's kind of an interesting thing I was thinking about that comes from the book of Ezekiel. And there Ezekiel sees a bunch of dry bones. And a lot of times people have said that our faith, and in this case the Jewish faith, without life added to it, when it's just a bunch of rules, becomes like a bunch of dry bones. And there is a question that can be asked among us today. Are we treating our Catholic faith as a bunch of rules instead of making it something that brings life within it? And of course, as someone who writes and talks on that theme, I would always say that we're called to bring life into everything we do. But if we reduce everything we do into nothing but following rules, then we turn our faith into a bunch of rules, which sucks the life out of it. And that actually is part of Jesus' complaint at the time, because it's the Sabbath. You're not supposed to heal anyone on the Sabbath. However, by doing that, you allow someone to suffer when we're called to help people in their suffering. So as you can see, that's a clash between what is considered following the letter of the law and what is considered following the spirit of the law. So putting it another way, remember that the Sabbath was made for humanity. Humanity was not made for the Sabbath. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can connect to the parish. Remember, we're reminding people that this coming, or yes, is it next Sunday? Let's see. My math, as you know, is pretty bad. So yeah, it's next Sunday. We're encouraging people to begin to recommit to coming back to Mass. Why? Because next Sunday is the Sunday after the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So it is a reminder of not only a time, a renewal, but it's also the same week that the Triumph of the Cross happens, and we're reminding people that the cross always triumphs. So if you weren't going to Mass prior to the COVID lockdowns, we're encouraging you, we're all obeying within context the local laws, to consider coming back to Mass. And in light of that, do remember that you can also check out CatholicAudioMedia.com for more information and things like that. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we have our discussion about Saint Thomas Aquinas over at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, which is the rectory, and you can join us in our discussion. We're slowly growing. It's an interesting little group, and you may enjoy that. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we have Adoration. So we're talking about this powerful moment where Jesus is challenging having this understanding of our faith as just a set of laws. And as long as we're obeying the laws, we're doing the right thing, but there's no spirit attached to it. And one of the problems that happens, which is clearly one of the things that was going on in the time of Jesus, is when we define our faith strictly in the laws, we can change the laws, at least our interpretation of them. So we can take the law in the word, exactly what it says, and then we can change the interpretation of the law and forget the spirit of the law. Let me give you an example. On Sundays, I do not shop. Unless it's an emergency or unless it's something I urgently need, I don't go shopping on Sundays. Is there a law that says you cannot shop on Sundays? No, but we are strongly encouraged to obey not so much the Sabbath, but the Lord's Day, although the term we use is Sabbath, to obey the spirit of the law. So to make it a day of rest, to make it a day which is different than all the other days. And so that is a rule. If I don't do shopping on Saturdays, which is when I normally do it, and it's Sunday, well, I'll deal with what I have and not shop until Monday because I focus on Sunday being a special day. And it's not necessarily the rule. If someone were to come to me and say, is it forbidden for me to go shopping on Sunday? I would say you're strongly encouraged not to shop on Sunday, but it isn't forbidden from you for doing this. And then, of course, if it's an urgent need, then obviously it's not forbidden at all. At the time of Jesus, obviously there was a far stricter interpretation. But there are many people today that will shop on Sundays because it's their free day or whatever the case may be. And I always remind people that in the spirit of the rule, consider not shopping on Sunday, going another day. Now, a reverse side of that is I'll deal with people who cannot go to Mass on Sunday. A Sunday will come up and it's just impossible for them to go to Mass. Well, that's not a sin if it's impossible to go to Mass, but I encourage them to go to Mass on another day. That way, even though it's a daily Mass, still the spirit of what is the Mass all about is still there. So as you see, the thing we want to be focused on is the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. And at the time, Jesus is challenging that. The spirit of the law is to help us to be more humanized. So Jesus is actually helping someone to be more fully whole as a human being, even though it's the Sabbath, whereas the very strict interpretation of the law is, no, this is the rule and you have to follow it as if we are slaves to it. No, the law is there to help us to experience a deeper wisdom that helps us to become more fully human, more fully alive. So we're not slaves to the law. We embrace the spirit of the law, so that we may grow closer to where the Lord is leading us. So you can see there's a radical difference there. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. Remember CatholicAudioMedia.com. And remember, we are here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. We'll see you tomorrow morning. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.